Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Presents Tales from the Wild Wasteland and other stories. The Gravekeeper.
A little late in the day for wanderers, don't you think? All right, you. Suppose it's time for one more. Let's just see who it is we have here then. Oh, I don't think you're one of ours, are you? No. No, you're a bit too juicy for that. Oh, dear. Listen to that. It sounds wrong, doesn't it? Too fresh, maybe. Yeah, I just mean that you're not prepared enough to be from around here, so. Poor bugger. You're the third this week. It must be getting right desperate out there. Oh, well. Won't do much good dwelling on it. Might as well see what you've got in your pockets then. Ooh, fancy. Well-to-do fellow, aren't we? Look at that calfskin wallet, near full to bursting with gold and platinum charge cards. Not that that's anything to anyone these days. I'm afraid all the American dollars in the world can't buy our way out of this mess, eh? So, Mr. Kirinhawk, is it? Pleased to meet you, dear. Yeah, I'm Beth. I'm with, suppose you could call me a gravekeeper by trade. Which means you've found yourself in the right place, haven't you? Eh? Yeah, there's a strange sense of rightness to that, isn't there? As if your feet brought you all the way to the spot you needed to be, come hell or high water. Yeah. Made it in before last call, too. Oh, yeah. Some fortune we ran into each other, eh? Lucky duck you are. Oh, everyone deserves a proper rest, after all, eh? Right, come on then. Let's get you up on the sledge while there's still daylight to be had. All right. Mind the gap. Well, we'll have you in the ground right alongside the rest of them before you know it. Just so happens we've still got plenty of vacancies. Right. Admit it. Pay heed to the elephant in the room as it is. Now, it might very well be that I've gone completely off my mentals, which is to be somewhat expected given the circumstances, I think. Yeah, could be said that it's even best case scenario, yeah? Used to be that keeping up appearances was important to people. Mrs. Bucket. Yeah. Not anymore. No. Not since the end of the world came and went. I say that's for the best, really. We used to spend a lot of time pretending to be people we weren't, and, well, I'm much happier these days, you know. About the end of the world. Yeah, the Yanks got it far worse than we did. I mean, they say that ground zero for this wretched thing was across the pond. Yeah, whatever nastiness it was that turned wonderful and, yes, be honest now, some less than wonderful persons into a bunch of snarling cannibals, but, who am I to judge? I mean, the news, when there still was such a thing, said they fought the so-called zombies over there with robots, if you can believe that. It's not much of a stretch to imagine those tin cans couldn't tell the difference between living and, well, less than living folk in the end. Terrible. Yeah. Not that we were much better here, of course. Huh? That'd be easy to say the Yanks had their heads up their collective all-consuming arse if we'd done any better ourselves. Truth is, we were just another brand of lunacy. A different flavour. Yeah. Denying the whole affair till it was on our doorstep, right? Ooh. Wasn't long before all that chaos made its way here, though, as anyone would have told you. The whole affair had no right to catch us with our trousers down, but it did. But where are we going, Commando? Bunch of Muppets. Wouldn't have honestly mattered, though, what anyone did. And Manchester, Birmingham, London. All went dark. Little lights being snuffed out all over Britain, one after the other. It's been 5 years since. Full on tragedy, that. But, to be absolutely fair, maybe it didn't exactly turn out so bad for some of us. What I mean is that before, well, you know, the big... Yeah. See, I wasn't the most upstanding of citizens. I never really found a place in that world of theirs, let alone any peace of body or mind. So it was that I met the end of the world while serving my time. Her Majesty's. Yeah, on robbery, if you believe it. A British Bonnie without a Clyde. Oh, it was exciting work, though. Any of you bloody pricks move and I'll execute every last one of you. Yeah, got that from Pulp Fiction. Fantastic little film, that. Used to work really well, too. Oh, please, miss, take anything, take everything. Till it didn't work. I mean, Eventually someone got brave and I got nicked. Sent off to the clink for 20 years. I hadn't harmed a single person either. I mean, I'd never do such a thing. Not as if they cared, the bougie twats. Anyhow, I was mid-transfer to Downview in Sutton when things started off. I was feeling a bit car sick, if I remember it right. Stowed in the back of a hot armoured people mover with some of the other ladies. Suddenly, we stopped. Dead halt. Literally, as it was. Traffic as far as the eye could see. The officer, in a panic, bless his heart, told us that the zombies had made it to Britain and he was quitting the prison business right then and there. The best of luck to us, he said, just like that. With the turn of a key, we were free. Not the most responsible thing to do, but I wasn't about to lecture him. People talk a good bit about second chances, but it's rare you ever get one in this life, isn't it? I mean, I'm a big fan of the second chance. I like to think, I've made the best of it. Found my place, after all.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Oh, well. That's enough of that talk. We've made it. Wasn't much of a hike at all. Especially when I've got good company like yourself, Mr. Kieran Hawke. Well, welcome to Westshire Meadows. Last home you'll ever need. I'm not exactly sure who you were before you became, a zombie, but wouldn't have been right to just leave you out there in the fields, rotting, alone, like you'd never been anybody at all. But it's just disrespectful. I suppose it's the least someone can do. I'm not sure it's up to the standards of a good Christian burial or nothing, but, if you're even one of those religious types to begin with, but there's something. Yeah. You'll be properly cared for here, sir. That I can promise. Feel free to ask the others if you like. You've got a fantastic batch of neighbours, if we're being honest. See? There's Sarah. That's the original Sarah too. Yeah, first one we had at Westshire. Oh, and that tombstone there. Yeah, that belongs to old Parson Rex. He was already here before I took out the job of gravekeeper, so you can only imagine how surprised I was when he got up and crawled out from the muck one day. Yeah, that's when I learned that whatever this is, this sickness that gets into some folks, it can get into bodies it's got no right or reason to have had contact with. As long as there's something that used to be human, there's a good chance it'll regenerate. Scary, isn't it? Now that's why I stay on guard here at Russia. It's not just you wanderers we've got to look after. One can never be too sure when an old tenant might get a little restless and go for a stroll. Fortunately, they never do get too far. See, they're a bit, fair bit slower than the ones turned while they were still alive. See, they're all dried up. See? Yeah, that's what I meant when I said you were, juicier. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, you see that marker there? Yeah. Well, that's none other than our Alex Doddy. Oh, he was a handsome fella, he was. I mean, I would. Not now, of course. Yeah, fresh too, much like yourself. I nearly had my dear old Murray for lunch. Oh, speaking of, where is that bleeding dog? Murray, come here, boy. Come on. There you are, you dirty old bugger. Oh, whatever have you been up to? Oh, never mind. Right, Murray, I would like you to meet Mr. Kieran Hawk. Mr. Kieran Hawk, Murray. Yeah, how about you have a sniff, would you? There we are. Oh, the good doggy, good boy. You see, once things kicked off, I figured out pretty quickly that dogs have a sort of sense for you wanderers. That's why you hate them, I suppose. Problem is that the only hound I have for the job is old Murray here, and he's not exactly the most mobile pup for a long trek, yeah. I mean, three legs and a will to please. He's got a spirit, you know, God bless him, but... it's best he sticks to Westshire when I go out on the town. As long as you check out with Murray, then you're good enough to be put to rest. There's nothing I hate more than doing a job twice. Well, I imagine it'd just be, you know, wasting ammunition. Consider Murray the best way to make sure this arrangement we're entering is a permanent one. Sort of a good double tap, you know. Right. Here we are. Right beside Ms. Obermann. Well, you behave yourself now. She'll not have any cheeky behaviour from some rowdy new neighbour and his extravagant fancies. No. No, no, we've high expectations for tenants here at Westshire. Mind the flowers then? Oh, right. Oh, yes. A hole in the ground as good as any. Yeah. It looks not to be a moment too soon, eh? Yeah. Let's get you tucked in. Storm's coming early. Come on, Murray, come on, sit. Good boy. Mm-hmm.
Beth Silverton would go on to care for the most recently deceased undead residents of Westshire Meadows for many years to come. In time, she would astoundingly fill every vacancy in the cemetery, save one. Beth would live peacefully until the hardy age of 92 years young. She'd diligently continue tending to each grave as if they were her own family and friends before retiring to her very own reserved stake of land. A simple marker and a personalized headstone made just for her. She'd secretly hoped that one day someone might just come along and tend to her grave, just as she'd done for countless others. To finish the job. Tuck her in, as it is. Oh. Well, that was quite dark, wasn't it? If you really must know, she'd never actually get that wish of hers. Instead, a skulk of foxes would eventually build themselves a burrow beside old Beth's bones, and that graveyard, which she so diligently kept, would fall into disrepair, returning to nature as things do, with barely a trace of all that loving toil. Oh well. I guess it was good while it lasted. I suppose we'll just have to make do with these adorable foxes. I mean, would you look at them? What a consolation prize, listener. The end. You're still here, aren't you? That was it. That was our irreverent eulogy. Story over. Oh, come on now. It's not that bad an ending. Miss Silverton poured her love into the world, and the world would reciprocate by rejuvenating itself. It had used the bodies as fertilizer. The circle of life continues. No? It's poetic. There was even an adorable fox in it. All right. All right. I suppose we can have another one. I know what you're here for. So predictable. Murray the dog, our bestest boy, would not survive until he was 92 years of age. That rascal would, however, sneak off and spend his twilight years just as he'd spent most of the ones before then, primarily by rolling in the proverbial hay with some of the local strays while Beth was out on the town gathering much-required supplies. No, really. Murray's prolific sexual escapades would inevitably produce a good half-dozen litters that would survive even until this very day. The proud zombie-fighting lineage of the bestest boy in all of Britain. But that, listener, is another story for a different time. We don't want to keep Hannah waiting, do we?
Welcome back, listener. And it's been a while since I've been able to say that. We're back after our involuntary hiatus. So if you are listening to this and have stuck with us, thank you for listening to Red Fathom Entertainment content. And there's a lot more to come. Speaking about thank yous, thank you to the one and only Sarah Golding for her amazing take on Beth, and to our friend James Holyoke for his cheeky narrator at the end there. I'm pleased to be able to make the announcement that, thanks to the support of my wife and this community, I've decided to make the jump to being a content creator full-time, which of course means a lot of positive changes for anybody who likes what we do. Stay tuned to our socials, as in the future we will be announcing some cool additional content, including some monthly get-togethers, and just really a ton of new positive changes as far as Red Fathom Entertainment goes, thanks to my new direction in life. Let's do this together, listener. Now for the canned outro. An Apocalypse has been brought to you by Red Fathom Entertainment and stars Amanda Hufford as Hannah, Will Hanford as Jameson, Jordan Rudolph as Mel, Tom Schock as Richter, and Abigail Turner as Callie. This episode was written and sound designed by Damien Sidlow, with sensitivity reading and editing by Max Shepherd. If you like what you hear so far and would like to support the show, as well as other future productions like it, please stop by our website at www.cybernauticapod.com and find any number of ways to support the show, as well as follow us on Twitter at Hanapoctical. Enough of that, though. Until next time, listener.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to Season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Flora J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're gonna get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for Season 2. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.